This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1178, How Mindful Are Your Relationships? By Melanie Schwader of NoSidebar.com. Hello, everybody. My name is Greg Audino, and I am your host and narrator here with you each and every day, including holidays, to share great relationship-building content, the best we can find, as a matter of fact. And today, we'll have a look at a post from Melanie Schwader, who we hear from a lot throughout the network. She's going to help us check in on the mindfulness of our relationships. So let's hear what she has to say, start the post, and optimize your life. How Mindful Are Your Relationships? By Melanie Schwader of NoSidebar.com. Your energy is a valuable resource, and you're giving it away much too freely. How many times have you felt like you're the only one putting in the work in a relationship? Maybe you feel like you're always the first one to reach out, the first one to suggest plans, the first one to make a move. While this in and of itself is not a bad thing, when it becomes a pattern, it can be a red flag. Too many of us keep pouring energy into one-sided relationships. But why? In the Zen philosophy, where you invest your energy can in turn create your reality. And just like how you work, how you keep your home, and how you treat your body can reflect your inner priorities, the relationships that you maintain can either help or hinder your quest for simplicity and health. Relationships and self-care. We are social creatures, and we require a certain amount of interaction, support, and love from people in order to feel good. But what happens when those relationships start to drain us? What if they take away more than they supply? Unfortunately, too many people are stuck in this position, overpacking their calendars with social events that they would really rather say no to in order to have the illusion of maintaining a certain importance, standing, or feeling of belonging. We're taught to spread our nets wide and to have a large circle of friends, and our culture looks up to those with the biggest groups of contacts. But this takes a lot of time and energy. Building a relationship, whether it's for business, friendship, or something else, requires input and commitment. And too often, this takes away from our downtime, our self-care, and our pursuits of hobbies and other things that light us up. Despite the message that bigger social networks are better, research has shown that we can't actually maintain deep, lasting, and fulfilling relationships with more than about 12 people at any given time. Whether you're an introvert or extrovert, crafting your inner circle of loved ones takes mindfulness and a willingness to let go of some of your own expectations. I've seen in my own life and the lives of my loved ones the expectation monster rear its ugly head and destroy what could have been a healthy relationship. Learning to let go and let people be exactly who they are is one of the keys to living a more free, happy, and mindful life. Easier said than done, I know. Removing the unnecessary. Living simply means cutting back to what really matters, and that extends to our relationships too. Perhaps you've done a friend purge on social media, or witnessed the slow fizzle out of acquaintances in the past. However, in your quest for inner peace, it's important to sit down and be deliberate about who you let stay in your life. I can't tell you how many people I've unfriended or unfollowed because that energy didn't resonate with mine. They were bringing me down in some way. I also can't tell you how many people simply disappeared from my life when I stopped always being the one to reach out and talk or make plans. I gave up on their half-hearted texting, their non-committal answers, their general ambivalence about me in their life. And yes, it hurt. It hurt badly with some of those people. And yes, it still hurts sometimes. I'm human, after all. But I feel so much less shame, guilt, and discomfort about saying a hearty farewell to the people who don't respect my energy. Taking stock of your current relationships may sound cold or unemotional, but in truth, it's anything but. This process requires you to become fully present in yourself and tune into your body's energy. It invites you to define your priorities and surround yourself with people who support and uplift those priorities. You'll have to really listen to your higher self here, as you think about the people you keep in your circle and how they make you feel. And while it's not always realistic to expect your friends to make you feel warm and fuzzy all the time, it's critical to weigh your investment of time and energy. A mindful invitation. What kinds of benefits do your loved ones bring to your life? How do they add value? Do you leave feeling anxious or negative after a visit with them? Or do you feel awake and happy? How much energy do they demand from you? And how much energy do they invest in return? If you're willing to take a hard look at your relationships and make the choice to value yourself enough to pare down in this area, you'll find that inner peace is much more attainable. Sit down and contemplate the people you surround yourself with. Think back to how you met them, what activities you typically do together, and how you feel after you spend time with them. Grab a journal or simply sit in reflection and ask the hard questions. Do these people truly know you, respect your time, and support your self-development? Take a look at your friendships, work contacts, who you follow on social media, and even your family members. Be willing to let unsupportive relationships fade or, if necessary, cut them out completely. I know this is a hard process, friends, and is a continual practice. Setting healthy boundaries is a critical aspect of self-care, and one that far too many of us ignore. We're energetic creatures, and we exchange energy with each and every person we interact with, whether it's face-to-face, over the phone, or through a screen. But trust me, after you've worked these muscles long enough, it will get easier to spot the people who don't support your best self. You deserve to find your tribe. This is your year for more mindful, intentional, healthy, and simple relationships. You just listened to the post titled, How Mindful Are Your Relationships? By Melanie Schwader of NoSidebar.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD. And thanks a lot to Melanie for this wonderful article and reminder. It is such a tough truth to confront, and we often won't. It can be much easier and much less frightening to keep relationships around solely for convenience or familiarity rather than something more meaningful. And more often than not, it's a subconscious choice. However, on the other side of the spectrum, we might run the risk of removing people from our lives simply due to a recent disagreement or frustration, or being so devoted to self-care that we're unwilling to make any sacrifices or put up with any of their shortcomings. And obviously, this can be very damaging too, and we want to find that line in the middle. So do take this opportunity to think about your friendships and what they truly offer you, what you need and what you're willing to sacrifice. And take stock of this over time as well, so as not to let your current emotions get the best of you in the face of one single argument, maybe. This is something I've been working on myself, so I'm really glad we found this article at the right time. That is the end, though, everyone. I do hope this episode provided value for you today, and of course, I hope you will be back for more tomorrow. I'll see you there for the Wednesday show, where your optimal life awaits.